From the tunnel behind her, Samira heard echoing gunfire. Then the footfalls of another runner. Tommy had caught up to them.
Faster!
Samira sprinted as fast as she could, so fast she almost lost her balance coming around the switchback corners. She saw the claymore, pointed at it, while skirting wide of it, hoping the roctopi would follow suit and not knock the thing over.
Get up to the river! I'll do the claymore!
Tommy stopped as Samira continued. Her legs burned, her stomach roiled. The roctopi flowed past her, long pseudopods stretching out like silly putty. Some even reaching forward and up to the tunnel walls and ceiling, maybe for balance, she wasn't sure. Suddenly, an explosion behind her, followed by a concussive wind that slapped Samira against her back. There was a rumbling beneath her feet as she came around the last switchback corner and sprinted down the long tunnel toward the opening that led to the big cavern. Ahead of her, Disco and Siren flowed and stretched, their speed surprising, the grace undeniable. Her exhaustion vanished. Samira sprinted faster than she ever had in high school track, and she was out of the tunnel into the light. She slowed a little and saw the two roctopi at the riverbank, their tentacles waving. Tommy got to the opening and came up behind her.
Get them to show us a way out of here! Fast!
Samira ran toward the river, careful to avoid the hundreds of dead silver bugs, and started to shrug off her pack to get out the sketchbook as she closed in on the two roctopi. She slid it free, but it fell, skidding across the ground to thump against Disco, flashing red, orange, and turquoise. She knelt to grab the pack, a brief glimpse of a pseudopod moving in front of her, moving toward her. Then she was wrapped up, yanked forward. In an instant, she was engulfed, skin glowing in a dozen shifting colors pressed against her visor and blocked out everything else.